One proposal being considered in the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection's Solid Waste Master Plan is to exempt so-called gasification facilities from a 23-year-old moratorium that prevents trash from being incinerated. Currently, only 7 incinerators exist in the state and were established before the 1990 moratorium was enacted. The gasification process is promoted as a cleaner method of disposal than traditional incineration and is used to convert solid carbon-based waste into a mix of gases that can then be burned and used to generate electricity. MassDEP Commissioner Ken Kimmel said that gasification facilities would help reduce greenhouse gases, including methane, being emitted from landfills in the state.
When you throw out trash in a landfill, you know, you're not getting any energy value out of it typically, unless the landfill has a gas collection mechanism. And all that's happening is the waste is decomposing and actually contributing to climate change through methane gas being emitted. But if you gasify the waste, you can convert it into renewable energy and get energy value out of it. And so we do think that could be, and I want to underline the word could be, we think it could be a better approach.
According to Kimmel, any gasification facility would still be subject to all permitting, would have to prove to be energy efficient, and would not be allowed to combust recyclable material. But some environmental groups are saying that any combustion technologies, including traditional incineration and gasification, do not come without pollution to the environment. Dan Proctor is chair of the Massachusetts chapter of the Sierra Club.
Combustion of these materials inevitably pollutes the air, the land, and water. We think that the state should be following the three principles of reduce, reuse, and recycle, rather than what appears to be a return to the waste, exploit, and destroy.
The Partnership for Policy Integrity also submitted comments warning against gasification plants. In an analysis of the proposed Taylor Biomass Plant in Montgomery, New York, the PFPI found that gasification does not destroy toxins if contaminated fuel is used. The group also warns that gasification plants, when used to generate electricity, would not comply with the state's 2008 Global Warming Solutions Act due to the greenhouse gases emitted in the process. Kelly Bitoff, an attorney with the PFPI, said that her group would rather see the state focus on enforcing existing waste disposal bans and stricter enforcement of recycling laws.
The recycling capacity for Massachusetts is not where it should be, and the DEP has acknowledged that as well. So what we would like to see is greater effort put into recycling and sorting waste and dealing with it in methods that are already established and are already in place.
Commissioner Kimmel acknowledged the challenge the state faces in enforcing recycling regulations.
So one of the problems has been that it's very time-consuming and a pretty big drain on our scarce resources for us to send inspectors out to landfills and incinerators and, you know, watch load after load being dumped to see if that has recyclable material in it.
Commissioner Kimmel explained that a new regulation being considered would require landfill and incinerator owners to hire independent third-party inspectors to inspect loads and ensure recycling compliance. Kimmel also said that the DEP will take all comments into consideration after the public comment period ends tomorrow, and he estimates that the state will release their plan within 30 to 60 days of the end of the comment period. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.